It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night right here, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. We're always on the 101.3 ESPN app, which is that free download in the Google Play Store and in the Apple iTunes Store. And you can find us on the Amazon Echo just by saying enable 101.3 ESPN. And then once you've enabled us, all you have to say is open 101.3 ESPN. So we appreciate you however you are listening on this Tuesday, going up until 6:20, a short show again today. And then it's Red Sox baseball. Sox looking for a win over the Orioles again in game two. And they had an exciting one yesterday, although a little nerve-wracking for playing one of the worst teams in baseball, having to go to extra innings. But the Sox do get a win yesterday, and they send Eduardo Rodriguez to the mound today, 7-1. He is. Bad news for the Red Sox bullpen. Carson Smith looks like he might be out for the entire season. He's going to have surgery. Now look, he hasn't thrown much this year and caught the ire of Alex Cora at some point for saying that maybe he was hurt because of overuse. None of that looks good, but bottom line, it's still a useful piece you would like to have, especially as you're in a playoff race and as guys continue to get worn down in that bullpen and start to really, really pile up the innings. Carson Smith out for the year. Trivia night, well, likely out for the year. Trivia night tonight at Burger Bar in Colchester. We'll see you there, 7:30 to 9:30. I want to start right in with this. This is where you're going to see the impact of the Julian Edelman suspension. And it's going to come in the form of Chris Hogan. I have said all along that the Julian Edelman suspension doesn't really hurt the Patriots on the field, right? They've got a gluttony of wide receivers, all of which are capable, especially for 4 weeks. They've got good running backs and can catch the balls out of the backfield. They've still got Tom Brady. We know that. Schedule, we think they can go 2-2 at least out of that, maybe 3-1. It's going to be okay. And by the way, Edelman coming off ACL surgery, he might not be himself weeks 1-4 anyways. It could actually end up being a good thing for him, not getting him back out there until week 5. So it doesn't matter too much on the field. Where it's going to matter is in the Patriots' wallet. Chris Hogan is going into the final year of his contract. And now, when you throw an offense without Brandon Cooks, your top receiver from last year, Danny Amendola, one of your biggest security blankets for the last several years for Tom Brady, and Julian Edelman, your biggest security blanket for the last 5 years for Tom Brady, who's instantly inserted now into that number one role? It's going to be Chris Hogan. And as Chris Hogan goes in to a free agent year as the number one option for the first 4 weeks of the season, he's going to emerge with some big dollars possibly coming his way at the end of next season. And if you want to resign him, it's going to now cost you an arm and a leg to bring him back. And maybe you won't even be able to. So where Edelman's absence doesn't really hurt the team on the field, it is going to mess with the team's financials. I mean, we have undervalued Chris Hogan. I started really looking at how good Hogan was a season ago. Now, he missed nearly all of the second half of the season. He was ineffective in the first two playoff games. He had a big game in the Super Bowl, but he was on pace last year for a career high in receptions. He would have had 66. He was on a career high pace in yards. He would have had 10 touchdowns. These are what he was on pace for before he got injured. Remember, he had that shoulder injury and he missed really the last 8 weeks of the season. He came back for like one game, one play, had one catch for 1 yard against Miami on Monday Night Football in December, and you just knew he wasn't right. I think it was December 13th. So he pretty much missed the entire second half of the season. He was on pace for career highs in everything, receptions, yards, would have had 10 touchdowns. He has been a good player in New England. He's performed in the biggest stages. Remember the AFC title game against Pittsburgh? Remember the Super Bowl last year? Had over 100 yards, nearly 130 yards. So he has played well. And you've been able to think that he has flown under the radar because he has been behind Edelman. He's been behind Cooks. He's been behind Gronk. But now, Edelman's out for 4 games. Cooks is gone. Amendola's gone. Hogan is going to be the guy. He is going to be the guy for Tom Brady. He's got the best relationship with him, the most familiarity, the most experience of that wide receiver group. Hogan's going to be the guy that they lean on. And as his production goes up, that price tag is going to go up. And now you could be looking at a Patriots roster for the 2019 season that is being forced to pay at that time what will be a 31-year-old Chris Hogan pretty good wide receiver money, or you're going to let a 31-year-old wide receiver and Chris Hogan go, and you're going to be in consecutive off seasons have lost Amendola, Cooks, Hogan, and you're going to get Edelman back in at like age 34. That isn't advantageous for the Patriots. So the Edelman suspension starts to hurt the Patriots, maybe not on the field, but it starts to manifest itself in other problematic ways. I mean, and we start to talk more about Hogan. Look, he 17.9 yards per catch in 2016. That led the league. In 2016, he led the league in yards per catch. He made big plays. And he's a guy that the Patriots would like to have back, I imagine, long term, but I don't know if they're going to be able to afford him. He might price himself out. I mean, the number two wide receiver market is about $8 million a year. Paul Richardson, Albert Wilson in Miami, about $8 million a year. That's just for a number two wide receiver. What if Hogan puts up number one type numbers? What if he gets into the 85 catch range? You could say, see you later, because I'm not paying a 31-year-old number one type money. So where the Julian Edelman suspension doesn't hurt the team on the field, it hurts them in other ways. If you want to get in, you can. 802-655-6672. Peter in Plattsburgh, he says, don't read this on air, but Peter, I'm going to say it anyways. The Patriots have a glut of wide receivers, not a gluttony. So he says, I do a great job, Brady, and I appreciate you just fine-tuning yourself. You know what? My mother and father are professional editors. When I misspeak, they correct me too. So Peter in Plattsburgh, if my mom and dad can do it, you've got great company, so I appreciate that. Champlain Valley Game Night, 802-655-6672. You can get in on the Town Fair Tire text line at that number as well. You know, I was listening to this. We're about 4 minutes away from Red Sox lineups. I was listening to Colin Cowherd today. He was talking with Doug Gottlieb, and they were talking about LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball and LiAngelo Ball making the pre-NBA draft rounds that we saw last year with Lonzo and LeVar as well. And LeVar Ball says on, it was Undisputed with Skip and Shannon today. That's where the original quote came from. LeVar Ball says that he wants all three of his boys to play with the Lakers. But if the Lakers pass on LiAngelo Ball, pretty much when they get a chance, they're all going to leave and play somewhere else. He's like, I don't care where they play as long as they play together. Toronto, Milwaukee, it doesn't matter. If the Lake, so basically, LeVar Ball is already out here dictating where LiAngelo Ball, who's an inferior player and probably not even an NBA talent, gets drafted. And it leads me to believe one thing and one thing only. The Boston Celtics 100% made the right call last year in not drafting Lonzo Ball. I said it at the time. I said it days before the draft. Lonzo Ball may be a good player. And he proved himself that he is a good player. MVP of the Vegas Summer League last year. Battled through some injuries this year, but could score. Got some triple-doubles. Good passer. Good court vision. I like Lonzo Ball, the player. But Lonzo Ball, the player, can't separate himself from Lonzo Ball, the person. And he allows himself to be railroaded by his dad. His dad is dictating his career, and if he can't stand up to his dad and tell him to back off, then he can't run my franchise in Boston. And can you look, I know Jason Tatum played great, and that single-handedly perhaps justifies not taking Lonzo Ball or anybody else, but don't even let that factor in. If you had Lonzo Ball, you'd be dealing with all this grief, and you'd be dealing with everything that the Lakers are dealing with now. LeVar Ball is trying to strong-arm Magic Johnson. I certainly don't think he would have a problem trying to strong-arm Danny Ainge. He's trying to strong-arm the head coach, the son of Bill Walton. I certainly don't think he would have a problem trying to strong-arm Brad Stevens. I am so happy, and you should be too, that the Celtics did not associate themselves with Lonzo Ball. And they had an opportunity to. They could have kept that number one pick, and they could have taken Lonzo, and Arnie advocated for it, and he wanted them to. And I said, no, I would rather have Fultz over Lonzo. I'd rather have Tatum over Lonzo. I did not want to deal with that. I did not want to deal with a young player that cannot stand up to his dad. Because if he can't stand up to his dad, how can I trust him to stand up in the face of adversity in an 82-game season plus 27, 30 more for the playoffs? I just can't. And we are seeing that now. Lonzo Ball is a good player. But the longer he allows his dad to infiltrate everything he does in his career, the more and more toxic he becomes to me. And that's unfortunate because he is a good player. But if you can't stick up to your dad, and I know it's hard, then you can't be an on-court leader of my franchise. The Celtics made 100% the right call passing on Lonzo Ball last draft. And I think a lot of teams are going to pass on LiAngelo Ball because he's just simply not that good of a player. LaMelo Ball is supposed to be maybe the best of all of them. He's certainly a scorer. He's not the passer that Lonzo is. And LiAngelo doesn't appear to have either one. He doesn't have the either quality. And you feel bad for these guys because, I mean, LiAngelo Ball is sitting on the set here, didn't say anything. It was a 12-minute interview. LiAngelo Ball didn't say anything. It was all LaVar Ball. And that's got to be a difficult way to grow up. And in Lonzo's case, he's shown no willingness to want to step out of LaVar Ball's shadow, and that's a problem too. Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3 ESPN.com. Red Sox baseball coming up just moments away. Sox take it on the O's at Camden Yards. Let's get you those lineups. Red Sox 45-22. Orioles 19 up, 46 down. Pitching matchup, Eduardo Rodriguez 7-1 with a 3.68. David Hess 2-2 with a 3.07. The lineup, Eduardo Nunez leads off. He's at DH hitting 249. Andrew Benintendi in left 298. 11 homers, 44 ribbies. JD Martinez, he's in right at 311. Mitch Moreland's at first, 287. Xander Bogaerts hitting fifth. He's the shortstop. Rafael Devers sits sixth and plays third. Brock Holt, he plays second and hits seventh. Christian Vasquez is the catcher. Jackie Bradley is in center. Eduardo Rodriguez, again, does the pitching. For the O's, Joey Rickardson left. Adam Jones in center. Manny Machado back in the lineup is at shortstop. Danny Valencia is at third. Trey Mancini at first. Jonathan Scope is at second. Mark Trumbo's the DH. Craig Gentry is in right. And Austin Wins, he does the catching. 222, a homer, and one RBI. That will do it for us here on Champlain Valley Game Night. For all the interns, it was a big crew today. Intern Lance, intern Colton, and intern Lewis. We appreciate you. For Rich and Arnie, we'll see you tonight at Trivia over at the Burger Bar in Colchester. Remember, Red Sox baseball on the day tomorrow, so we'll miss you, and we'll see you on Thursday, everybody. This is Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN.